I guess dormitory issues that come up from time to time. And the regular ones, you know, legal vassar by the bed or these and that and whatever. You know, that everybody talks about. You know, there's some things that don't get mentioned so much. Don't get mentioned so much. And Dailam's learning Baba Kama also. Baba Kama about the Mazik and Gezel. Person that he leaves himself to Baba Kama, he has to be more makbid on other people's property rights. You know, for example, when we clap al chait, the difference between when you clap, let's say, the Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalia, it's interesting. You see over there, the Chazal were not going for that the person should be saying, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. Because that's not going to change the person. I missed the Zman Kriyashma on this day and that day. What Chazal are going for are more yisaidistika issues, right? So, for example, he says bagadnu, bagadnu, bagadnu means, well, I'm a traitor. At the same exact time that my eyes are looking where Jewish eyes should not look, Hashem is giving me those eyes. You're a traitor. When a person comes to that akara, so then it's easier to work on something. Should I give you a mashal? A person reads the sefer Shmir Salashin from the Chavetz Chaim. Okay, you know, if he reads the sefer, this is like some Chinese torture. I can't say this, and I can't say that, but I want to say this, and I can't say this, and I can't say this, but I want to say this. I can't say this, and I can't say this. So there's a problem here. How do you work on this? The working on it is not by reading the sefer. The problem is you think badly about people. So if you go to the root of the problem, I think badly about people. The mail of this book is hard for me. If I start to change my mindset, so then when you read the book, it'll be easier. Everyone understands what I'm saying? So therefore, that's the same. That's how it works. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Tshuva, the Kol HaPoch, that's the Iker. All of the Pratim are just means of coming to, there's a problem over here. Bogadnu. I'm a traitor. Right? I don't have the proper Gazalnu. It's the same idea. Gazalnu, when a person says Gazalnu, it's what? It's there's a little things that we do here, we do there. That's what I want to talk about now. But the Iker is, if you're learning Baba Kama now, so then he has to go with a new mindset. I have to respect other people's property rights. It's not mine, right? What's mine is mine, and I should give it to other people. But what's his is not mine. It's a certain mindset, Gazalnu, right? So today I'm going to talk about the Pratim, which certainly come up in a dormitory. Very, 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 very common. They come up in a dormitory. But we have to realize that it's only when you hear these things at first, sometimes it sounds like details, and it sounds like what? We have to be makbid on that. And it's very serious. Very serious. What we're going to talk about today is the Shaila of Gzeila, Mamish, real Gzeila. And if you would have this other mindset, like, you know, whatever is his, is his. It's a different mindset. That's Gzalnu. So then it'll be easier to hear. That's why I gave this Akdama. Okay. But Lamashal, I'll give you an example. Right, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I think in no less than four places, I think in Shin Mem Ches and Shin and Teth, I don't think in Shin and Vav, all over the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's a Gemara in Baba Basra, it's trying to bring it, also certainly in Baba Kama comes up, is the concept of a Shoyel Shaloy Midas Gazlin. If you borrow something without asking, you're a Gazlin. Gazlin, that's a Psak, Gazlin. According to most Shitas, that means Deraisa Gazlin, not Gazlin like a ski mask. Right? And it comes in with a sword. Shoyel Shalomi Das, that means just push it. What's the case? I go over to somebody's item. The Gemara's example is I use someone's towel without asking him. Right? I go, you know, I mean, think about it. He cares, you know, you're walking. I mean, who cares about that? Shoyel Shalomi Das, Gazlin. Gazlin. You know what Gazlin means? Gazlin. Gazlin means, Zohar says, if you're Gazlin in the next world, the guild, you come back like a chihuahua. Right? You know a chihuahua? Little doggy. A little doggy sweater, right? And an old lady who's not married and loves her dogs. You know, the matzin, right? And she has a matching sweater. You have the matzin, right? Chihuahua, chihuahua. Neura. Shoyel shloimitas gazlin. Okay, where's Inageya? I just want to show you. I have a kasha, right? I don't know. I'm just wanting to show you what goes on here. You don't think for a second, right? You know. I don't know, I'm going to ask you, some things go with umdinus. Let's say this is an umdina gemura, you know he's not mag. I'll give you an example. Svarim in a base medrash. So, you have a sefer in a base medrash that the person leaves there. Okay? In our world, in our society, if he doesn't write on it, sometimes he writes like a whole Megillah, if you use my sefer, you will die, and you'll chayiv misa, and chayiv karis, and whatever. And I'm atol kol mirei chayirmim, and then, right? Sometimes he writes on it. I saw something gevaldik. You know what it means when you write lahav? Lamed hei vav means Lashem ha'aretz umloya. Why the pshat? Why they write that? Because it means like it's everything is Hashem's. Right? That's what you're basically saying is, well, it's not mine. Mine. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. I saw it, Marta Gezach, right? L'Hashem Aretzimla, also L'shtamash V'li Rishos. People just think it's like you see out the Dishmai, you know. That. Okay. But Al Kapan, no, he has a right. He has a right. He has every right in the world to say, I don't want you to use this sefer. It's, you know, it's his property. He has every right. There's nothing wrong with him. He's not a starting mechir. He doesn't want to say. But if he doesn't write anything, I think it's mekubal in our world over here. If somebody doesn't write in a sefer, you can't use B'li Rishos. Since there are so many people that do write it, so then there's an umdana that I could use it. Within that umdana, you have to have a brain. You know, he takes like, you know, what's the other Baba Kama, right? He takes, you know, it's like, nine, what time's the morning seder start here? Like 9:30, let's say, right? Like 9:15, whatever, okay. So he takes the sefer, he says here, Baba Kama, Hashem Aretz Melaya, right? 9:15, okay, so he doesn't mind, okay. Takes it, well, Yeshiva Smear. That's a brain, you have to have seichel, right? It means that it has to be, you're allowed to use it. I don't think you could use somebody's Gemara morning seder, unless you see like a cloud of dust and you know it's like a chizik to the sefer, it should be used every once in a while. You know, right? But I'm saying, if you have a sefer, let's say he's got a koipis mefarshim and it's a night, it's at 10 o'clock at night, 11, and you know, the guy doesn't mind, he doesn't have his name, and he doesn't say asal shamash v'shos, right? So you're allowed to take it, you have to keep it in the same position. You have to, you know, you can't have to make sure that nothing happens to it, and you put it back where you found it, and you don't have to leave a whole beard in there and whatever. Man, right, good, clear. That's an example of shalemitas that would be mutter. But why is it mutter? It'll be based on an umdana that you know the guy's not makbe, right? But let's say you have things that, like in this room, in one moment we're about to fight about. But regular, there's going to be a fight. It's game over. That means there's no more umdana, right? But regular, there's going to be one person that's going to say, no, I wouldn't want that, right? And, you know, so then we lost the umdana. I think by sefer, we all agree, if you don't write in it, you leave it in the base matter, so people can use it. I think it's what I just said, it's seichel, nobody argues on that, it's pashut hazeh. And you, I think, pashut. So for example, right, I don't know, right, you know, you go into it, and again, you have to, don't fight a minute, okay, because some cases is totally in the metzias, and I don't know, does everybody not mind if somebody sits on his bed? Right, I don't know. Right, so now, sometimes, you know, okay, I know, okay, listen close, okay, you know, I don't know, listen, if any of you come onto my bed, I'm calling the police, you know, that's what I'm saying, okay, so that's my house, whatever, you know, I have big signs up, right, sit on the bed at risk of a picture of a little doggy, right, okay, I'm not, each their own, I'm not saying, right, but I don't know if I want you on my bed, I don't know if I want you on my bed, I want you in my room, but I don't want you in my bed, right. So certainly, who gets you right? So sometimes you have like a bachem will come. Now, sometimes you have a room that's the matziv, and everybody and everyone knows it, and the other bachem don't mind, and you know that bachem doesn't mind. And sometimes you come in, he's sitting there and he's talking. He's sitting on his bed. Now I want to explain to you why is it that when I say now, first of all, am I right? I didn't plan examples before I came in today, right? I don't have examples. I just you know as they come to me, I'll say them. Am I right to say that there might be one person that is makbid? Am I right to say he doesn't want people on his bed? If I'm wrong, tell me. Right? And then we have an umdan and anybody can sit in my bed. Is that right? I mean, we'll all agree, right? You come into the room, he's on my pillow. You know? he's sitting on my pillow. What's he doing? Right? What's he doing? The next time you're going to be like, you know, you don't want people sitting on your pillow. You know those things they put up for pigeons? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right? They have little things. What? Spikes, right? Next time, there are people that are makbid certainly on the pillow, certainly, right? So where's the line that we draw? I don't know, but I don't know if there's an umdana. My male shosha. You know why we have our time with this story? Remember the story of Goldilocks? Yes. You guys know the story? Yes. Let me say, like the Bekitzer version. You know the story? There was this little blonde chickza that was once walking in the forest. You know the story? B'chol, they don't have it where you come from. I'll do a Bekitzer because doesn't know the story. There's a little blonde chickza. She's walking in the forest, Darton, and she was hungry. Isn't it a nice story? This is what we teach our children. It's such a nice story, right? It's such a nice story. She has like a little blonde pigtail, so we like her, right? And she was hungry, so she walks into the house. The bears were out on a Venice Mountain teal or trip or something. And there, she, you know, little Goldie, right? Goldilla walks inside, and, you know, she comes to the table. This is what we teach our children. And she takes a little bit of the porridge. No, this one's not good. So she moves over, and she takes a little bit more from this porridge, no, this and that. Then she finds a porridge, which is just right, has a little Hello Kitty bowl in that, right? And she, you know, and she eats the porridge. It's a nice story. Then she goes, and this, she sits on this chair, and this chair's not right. You don't know the story? It sounds a little bit familiar, right? And then she sits on this chair, and she sits on that chair, and then finally this chair's right. Finally, she, you know, this bed and that bed, and then she finally goes into that bed. Finally, the bears come home. The bears come home, right? Mishpachat bear. And there's the Baruch, right? And he comes in, right? What the world is going on here? Somebody in the gas in mine, my porridge, I'm Dr. Asin, what's Dr. Chepis do? And the mama bear, Zakti, right, monkey bear, she says, look, this is somebody ate my porridge. And then the baby bear says, somebody ate all my porridge. You got the matzah, and then come to the chair, and they come to the bed, and then all of a sudden goes and like, sees the three bears, and she runs out with a little pigtail. That's the story, right? Goldilocks is a shiksoganif, right? She's a ganif, shiksoganif, she's going to come. You know the real story there? You know the real, this is what you teach your children. It goes into their brain. It goes into their brain. Shiks again. She's going to come back in the next world as a bear. Right? You know what the real story is? You know what the real story? Such a nice little story. The blonde little shiksa. Such a nice little story. You know what the real story was? You know what happened? Taka, Goldilocks, this bandit Ganif thief. Right? Thief. Like Ganif. You know what happened? She came home. She came into the house. She took the, you know what happened? The bear came home. This was the food. This is food. The little baby bear, he had no food. He had no food. You know what happened? He starved and died. Dead bear! Dead bear! Right? Dead! You know what happened? I don't usually get so upset about these things, right? You know what happened? You know what? The mommy bear came out and saw her little dead baby bear. So she started to go meshuggah bear. Right? She goes, meshuggah, she's going screaming. The daddy bear couldn't take it anymore. The mommy bear was going crazy. He killed his wife. He killed the mommy bear. He killed the mommy bear. And then he realized, look at this. He killed, he has a dead baby bear, dead mommy bear. They're sitting, there's a whole little Leviathan of bears. He goes outside. He went on a rampage. He killed every animal in the forest. Then he took a shotgun and he shot himself dead. Such a nice story, no? Such a nice story. This is a nice story. That's how you have to tell these children. Goldilocks, that shiksa ganif, right? So now, in what aspect? No. Like, you know, Robin Hood and these. I don't know if you know these things. They have these things, right? You know these Robin Hood. You know these things. Well, these things go in. He stole from the poor to. No, sorry. We'll do chazara after. He stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Such a tzaddik. You know what happened to that rich guy? That rich guy died of starvation, right? You got it, right? By us, din prutas, kidin me. You take a pruta, and the biskirav, they say a story that the biskirav has to catch it. Tuck in one of the previous parshas. It says by Yisrael, Yisrael claims, he gives the eight, says to Moshe Rabbeinu, it can't go on like this, right? It can't go on like this, you know? You have a line out your door every day of people with shilas and this and that. So Yisrael, when he said it to Moshe, he said to Moshe, no, Moshe, the Dover Gadol, Dover Gadol, the big money cases, they'll come to you. Dover Gadol, come to you. When Yisrael told Moshe about having Beis Din, the Dover Katan, the small cases, you know, like the couple of prutas and dollars and things, little things that people argue about, so those will go to the small courts, right? And you'll get the big money cases. When Moshe Rabbeinu liked the Eitzah and he said it back, he changed one word, like the brisket rub. Look closely, the pasuk, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hadover HaKosha, the difficult cases will come to me. The easier cases will go to the regular baby. Because by us, there's no gray skeleton, clean skeleton, big skeleton, small geld. By us, din putas kidin me. You take a penny. Who are you? You take money. You have no right to decide that this person should have his money and this person should not have his money. Gezel. Gezel. So now go back. That's, I don't know. So now let's go back. And all the dormitory Goldilocksers. Right? All the dormitory Goldilocks. You come in, you sit on some. Someone's been sitting on my bed. Someone's been sitting on my bed. Do you think that bear was happy when she came and saw the, right? Goldilocks. You think Goldilocks. Goldilocks weighed 450 pounds. Right? Okay, Goldilocks. Right? She was like, Goldilocks, locked in cream cheese and bagel. That's like Goldilocks. You think that Goldilocks. You're coming to my bed. That night, the whole bear, there's another story, whatever, right? That night, the bear couldn't sleep. Right? Gets a bed. He doesn't have a bed. Right? Goldilocks broke the bed. Right? Shine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want you on my bed. Right? Let's, you know, relationship can stay till here. I don't want you on my bed. Right? So then it's an there's no longer an umdina. Says a shalosh umidas. That's an example. Another example you have to figure out on your own. What things? Are you giving example? You have to. You can't borrow people's things without asking. It's gazlin. There's no games. Why is he a makdir? Why is he a makdir? It's his property. Somebody says zenena zelichaser. All these different words. It's so dangerous. A little bit of knowledge, you know. Zenena zelichaser. Right. First of all, zechaser. Right. You're sitting on my bed. I don't know the last time you showered, and I don't want to know. That's first of all. Second of all, Rav Shimon Shkop in Baba Kama, he says, what's the Aleph Beis? The Aleph Beis most, you know, your site of property. It's true, he can't charge you afterward for sitting on my bed. I can't come to you afterward. Well, now you sat on my bed because the bed wasn't ointment. But the most basic of property value is, of property rights is, I can tell you this is mine, don't use it. Right? So, Berega, there's no umdana. Another, you can't just say, go on and say, you know, I'm taking his. Another example of this, right? You know.
Question?
Yeah, sure, of course.
What about if someone asks us permission, but the other person doesn't want to give it?
Oh, that's the next thing. That's what we're getting to now. But I'm gonna take this case, right? And well, let's do it a little bit like, you know, theatrical, okay? Like, let's say the story of Goldilocks, because now you know that we're never Chalila going to teach our children about this dreadful shiksa guy. We're going to see it the way I did. The way I did, we're going to teach our children right before they go to sleep, right? And we're going to tell like this about all the dead bears. And that's how we'll tell the story, right? But let's say, so now we want to change the story the next night, right? So we say, okay, no, now, okay, she didn't come and take the part. So Goldilocks knocked on the door, right? Look, you know, I'm a Yesaima and whatever, Chachmanis of me, and you know, and then she sees over there, and she says to the bear, can I have some porridge? Can I have some porridge? Porridge, Sakakal, you heard the story already. The bear thought, right? Wasn't that much porridge. How much do you think porridge he had? Right? What do you think? It was like a whole box, like over there, the oilam over here, like with the Wheaties and the Shmeeties and all, right? Mechatezi, he had like a little thing of porridge, Dorton. Like one of those little yogurt things, you know, with the whoosh, right? So she had a little thing of porridge. So she's sitting there, going, now I'm going to just listen closely, see if this sounds like familiar. Guy walks into the dira, or the whatever, the dormitory, and he's got like a thing of like, like French fries, right, or something, right? Oh, can I have some? Oh, can I have some? Yeah. What am I going to say? No, I'm a cheap kike. No. You know, I feel a little bit uncomfortable, right? Yes, you can have. So what's he going to say? There's the bear. He's got like this much barge. Goldilocks walks in. Actually, Goldilocks walks in. Can I have some porridge? Goldilocks likes to eat, you know. Can I have some porridge? What's the bear going to say? No? No? Sheshemsuch. And did she say Sheshemsuch abyssal? He's a little bit embarrassed, you know. Sheshemsuch, whatever. So the bear had to give. The bear died. Right? He died. Starvation. Right? Same story. Mommy does. Whatever. I don't know. Chapter 2. Okay. Right? So that's called in halacha a suda she'ena maspekes lebailo. The Rambam talks about this. A suda, you don't know. You don't know if it's enough. You don't know you don't know if the person's just doing it, not the shemzel. He doesn't want to feel, you know, he doesn't want to feel embarrassed. I tell you a story. I don't tell stories. This is such an important story. The Chafetz Chaim at the Asifa in 1923. The Chafetz Chaim was at night. There was a Asifa of all the Rabbanim in the Gdolim. The Chafetz Chaim was there, and the Rishab was there. Rishab was one of the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbes, right? And he was a wealthy man. It's a wealthy man. The Rebbe was a very wealthy man. And the Chafetz Chaim, at the night, he was looking for a piece of shtick papir to write Chedushei Torah or something. I don't know, right? So the Shamish that was by the Chafetz Chaim, one of the Heusbachers by the Chafetz Chaim, so he sent from the Chafetz Chaim to go and find a piece of paper for the Chafetz Chaim, right? Because Chafetz Chaim needed to write something. He didn't have paper. So he was walking around saying, get paper. So Rashab heard. Rashab was one of the rabbis. So he says to him, paper. And he takes out King Rebbe's stationery. You know, says on top, Rashab. You know, like I said, Ashena stationery, like a nice stationery. And, you know, so he brings it back. So the Chafetz Chaim said to him, did you give him the 2 kopecks? He gave him 2 kopecks to give, you know, when he's going to get the paper, because it's a kopeck. So the Shamish of the Chafetz Chaim smiled at the Chafetz Chaim. And he said to the Chafetz Chaim, no, the Rebbe versteht nicht, the Chafetz Chaim, you don't understand. By the Rebbe, by the Rishab, right, Zwei Kopecks is nicht Geld. It's not money bechal. It's like, it's not money bechal, you know, it's like a joke. I'm going to go, you know, he takes me out a piece of Rebbe's stationery, and I'm going to give him 2 kopecks to pay for the paper. It's nicht Geld. It's not Geld by him. Yet, you know, as they feel that, it's not money. It's going to be a joke if I give it to him. So the Chafetz Chaim said, no, ich verstehe, you don't understand me. You don't understand me. By mich, euch zwei kopecks is nicht geld. Listen to this, hashkafe. By me, 2 kopecks is also not geld, right? But when it comes to somebody else's 2 kopecks, by me, what's money? Money's nothing by the Chofetz Chaim, right? By me, 2 kopecks is not geld, right? But when it's somebody else's money, when it's someone else's money, it could create a malech that with one kick can knock over the whole Petersburg. Look at the blick of the Chofetz Chaim, look at the look of how he looks at things. So he said, who knows, I don't know, maybe Shemsach. Those are the words he said. What's the Rishab? He's going to say, no, you can't have my paper. Obviously the Rishab is a tzaddik, and he's not going to, obviously he gives it with his leiv shalom, but I have to make my loy plugs. I don't take from anybody, because who knows? By me, tvei kopecks is also not geld. But when it comes to somebody else's, and maybe it has to do with taking someone else's money, so with one kick, you can knock over the whole Petersburg. That's how you have to look at somebody else's money. So Mimela, you walk into a room, there's something, a suda she'inim avsekes lebaila. You don't know, sometimes you have a guy, you know everybody he gives and he doesn't mind, and it's fine, shut up. I'm talking, you have to go into a room. You don't know, right? You don't ask. You don't know, what's he going to do? He's going to say no. And the same thing with all of his items, you don't know, right? It's hard, because you live in a dormitory matziv, right? And you become big boys and, you know, old men like me. So it's not like that. You don't go over to people, can I borrow you this, can I borrow you that? You know, it's not like that. But you're in a dormitory, so it's much more complicated. It's much more difficult. And it's taka. That's why I said, when you hear these halachas, whoa. You know, it's like earth shattering. So then you have to klap gazalnu. I have to realize properly, you don't know what the other person's life is coming from. You don't know what it is. You don't know this. You know, it's uncomfortable. It's this. He's hungry. Push it, right? The maestro with the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon, when he was in Gaulis, he's the, you know, incognito going, right? So Gaon went to a certain base medrash, and the Gaon had this mahalach. He would go, make sure nobody was there, and he would learn the whole night, the kol ram and the gishmak. He didn't want people to know us. So one time he found the base medrash. There was somebody there, but he realized the person was blind. So because he was blind, the Gaon was learning there with shtak. And let me explain. When the Gaon learned, it was borer who he was, right? Borer, right? But he didn't want it. So the blind person... So the next morning, the blind person's wife came into the base medrash to bring her husband some food. So, you know, like normal. And he was also a big tzaddik. So this blind person said, the person who's sitting there, either he's a Malach Hashem Tzavakas, or he has a chavusa with a Malach Hashem Tzavakas. With something incredible going on over there, offer him food. Offer him some of our food, because it's a tremendous mitzvah to give him. He's a big tzaddik. He heard what went on the night before. So she went over and asked. So he said, no. He saw that they, you know, not the wealthy people and this and that. That's not that the Gaon went over and asked for food. That's that they're coming over and saying, we want to feed you. So finally, this person said to him, it's you being maneya me from being mishamish at Talmud Chachim. Right? What do I have? I'm a blind man. Give me something. So the Gaon said, no, but maybe it's a suda she'einim aspekes labayla. Who says you have enough? 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 He says, what do you mean? We're wealthy people. Wealthy people. He says, my wife works at the bakery. And she does, like, she sweeps up and she cleans. And after the aniyim come and they get the bread from, you know, the leftover bread, you know, so that they have to pay for. So my wife works there, and he gives us what's left over from that. Machin out. We have everything. Right? We don't have enough. So the guy heard that. So the guy was masking to eat. And they have taka. Friday night, they see the Vilna Gaon again. He's learning. So the lady comes and says, come to us for Shabbos. Right? So the guy got nervous now. Shabbos. Who says you have food for Shabbos? Right? Who says you have for Shabbat? The Rambam says it's a form of Gezel. Who says you have for us? Wealthy people. My wife works by the butcher. Right? My wife works by the butcher. So she does whatever she does and cleans up. Right? And the butcher gives us all the leftover beinloch, you know, the bones and zach, right? All the leftover ones, right? The ones that people didn't take. Not the Yishmaka marrow bones, you know, that you can put your whole, like a shovel, you know. The leftover beinloch and the bits and whatever. So he gives us all of the leftover bits. And that's how my wife makes soup. Enough, not Shein Alts. The guy said that those people were the people that epitomized Ezu Asher Semech Bechelkoi. From them, he was masking to take. Right, so if you walk into a dormitory room and somebody says, ah, it's got a zefo geshmak of soup. You know, where'd you get the soup? What are you talking? I worked by the butcher. Right? And then after, you know, the first sponge, that's the salami, right? The second sponge, that's the chleis, what's the other stuff? A hot dog, right? The third sponge, fragmentation. The fourth sponge, that's the soup, right? Shein Alts, I have everything. So then you can take from him some soup. Right? Then you can take from, but how can you go over to somebody and ask him for, like, how can you go over and ask somebody for food? What if he doesn't want to? No? How do you ask somebody? That's a suda she'inim avsekes labayla. That's the same thing that what the Rashiv is asking, that if you have something you don't know, he's saying something, shemtzuk, he's embarrassed to say no. You go over to somebody. You know, okay, you have to know these things, right? You have to know these things. I still remember, no, again, each person has their own kapedus. You have to know. You have to know your friend. And you can know your friend if your friend isn't. I just remember, like, I was a bacher. This is about 70 years ago. And a different bacher came over to me. And he asked me, again, you have to know. Each person their own, you know? Each person their own, right? He asked me, can I borrow your hat? I just got it out of Mincha, can I borrow your hat? Right? I saw things crawling. There were things crawling. The yarmulke was moving. So I said, oh my goodness, I don't want to give him my hat. Right? So what do I do? What do I do? Not give him the hat? I'm the guy that doesn't want to give the hat. What am I, like, you know, like Nimrod, like a Zionist? You can't have my hat. So, you know, so I gave my hat. I remember afterward, like, you know, there wasn't enough Lysol and was disinfecting and whatever. So I'm not saying, if you know, I don't know, now with the hats, like, people a little bit, like, you know, it's not the same. I don't know.
What's the sheer?
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
It's uncomfortable to do something. Doesn't mean I don't want to do it.
I don't know. The Shiva was like moving. It was moving. I saw it move. He didn't give me back my hat. The hat walked back to me. I don't know.
I chose to give you the hat over the
uncomfortable.
Now I have a choice.
That's Shemsuch.
That's my choice.
Oh, that's not my choice. That's not my choice. That's not my choice. That's not my choice. If not, he's gonna laugh at me and call me a cheap. That's cool.
Every time a person has, that's Taluyah B'Zavin.
He's forcing me to do something. I don't want to do
it.
That's a form of force. Oh, that's force. That's a force. If I don't give it, he's going to...
Let's say a person says, can I have a candy?
Yeah.
And if I say no, then he's not going to be my friend. Is that forcing me?
That's like sachmaid, maybe. A form of like sachmaid. It's a form of like sachmaid.
I walk into the room, I say, yeah. Can you give me a candy?
Yeah.
I'm choosing now. Either I'll give him a candy and it'll be my friend.
Yeah.
Or I won't give him a candy and
that is Suda Shayna Maspekis Abayu. Is that enough?
Huh?
The fact that he doesn't want to give, so it's not mistake. He's like that bear that what's it called? The not hibernates. What's it called when you make the ice for the winter? You know? No.
Igloo.
What?
Igloo.
What's going on? Storage. Storage. No. What the world's going on over here? No. Huh? No hibernates. I don't know.
Hordes.
Hordes. Gathers. Thank you. Now I'm English. Comets A-O. Right? No, he thinks like, you know, that's called that he's afraid he's not going to have for Tuesday. Right? He's nervous. I don't know. I would stay away. So at least the Suda Shayna Maspekis Abayu. The person only gives because he's embarrassed. It's fucking bother. I'm not going to take somebody's food. And you know...
Anytime you're uncomfortable, you're doing it because you're uncomfortable. But that's not
good. You made him uncomfortable. You...
He has a choice of whether or not he wants to be your friend.
Right, and you're the one that put him in that position. Made him in that position of being uncomfortable.
It's a choice you have to choose.
And what happens if I don't? Oh, so I'm going to feel like this. So he pushed me. He pushed me to the wall. He pushed me to the wall. So I have no prayer.
How could you ask people for Shabbos meal?
Sorry?
Sometimes people ask you for Shabbos.
So you have to know.
If you don't really want to do it, but they need a meal.
So I think like this. The Shabbos meal thing. So that's a big difference. The Shabbos meal is like this. The Shabbos meal, nobody's asking me. Okay, nobody's asking. Yeah, come. You're going to get a little stick of porridge. No, sometimes people ask for a Shabbos meal. So that you could say like this. Everyone understands if you ask for a Shabbos meal, so then you understand that there's 56 million reasons why it might not work out this week. And all you know, blame his wife and whatever, and right? Oh, it's you know, his wife's at home going, could we have guests this Shabbos? Oh, my wife really doesn't want guests this week. She's tired. And this. But you always know that there, it's not put into a corner of where he has to say yes, right?
Same thing. Someone calls you up half an hour before Shabbos, they don't have a meal. Can I come? The answer is, I really don't want to have you.
Oh, I don't have food.
I'll do it because
I don't have food.
I feel forced.
So,
what's the difference?
Maybe it's not Beseder. If you know that person and you know you have that rapport, he's your uncle, he's your brother.
This happens all the time. Maybe we're going to have four guests for Shabbos. And then someone comes over and says, can I bring another two guys? I really don't want it. But I'm going to do it because I don't want you to be stranded without a meal. I don't want you to feel it. Every time you extend yourself.
It could be the lashon of the pasuk, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ani lo haresi sa'am azeh." Right? Moshe Rabbeinu says by Klal Yisrael, Anoichi lo arisi, when he was complaining, I can't handle Klal Yisrael anymore. They're complaining. They want slav. They want man. They want a Shabbos meal. They want this. Right? So he says, Anoichi lo arisi yisamazah. I didn't give birth to them. So Chaim Shulevitz says, and what? And if you would give birth to them, then what? Then he would have to take care of them. So Chaim Shulevitz, if you give birth to them, if you're their achroi, if you're their responsible, so then it's your problem. So then you have to figure it out. Then you have to make sure somehow you give them what they need. So it could be that a rabbi, a Rosh Hashiva, a brother, an uncle, or this, or that. Rosh Hashiva, it could be that, he puts himself into his responsibility, and this and that. So the Mela, you can't say Shemsuch this, to Shemsuch not. You have a right to ask, because you put yourself into that position. Mashenken Echanami, to go over to Stam Ayun Gaman, and whatever, and say, you know, Rabbi Ver. Can I come for a meal? Can I please come for a meal? Can I please a little porridge? That's a little porridge. What am I asking for? Okay. So then it could be.
Let's say a person has a chavrusa who's a younger man. So if you have a chavrusa younger man, the understanding is that part of the chavrusa chef is, you know, you're going to be asking him, he puts himself into that market.
But Mashiach getting a friend to a friend in this, I have no responsibility. I come in, I'm eating fries. Right?
So every time I want fries. A bag of chips, you can't ask him for a chip.
If you know, you have to know the person.
I'm saying, Rebbe's saying that anytime you ask.
Rabbi say, me, you can ask me for my shoes. You want shoes? Here, take him. Right? Shoes, take my shoe, right? But you have to know the person. Hey, get touch my shoe. Watch it. Okay? But I'm saying, you have to know the person. If the pshat is that you know, you have that kind of relationship with him, a first cousin, you know? A first cousin, Shem Suchnish, to say no and this and that, or whatever, right? A brother in yeshiva, a first cousin. Maybe if it's mamish, like a best friend, you give each other all the time. Fine, I told you, these things work within the realm of normal. You have a guy, you walk into his room. Your first day, he's your new roommate, right? You come in. Ah, great. You are the source of French fries in this world. Wonderful.
Do me a favor, tomorrow, buy the onion rings.
Okay. You know, to Shemzah, right? Bachum, come to me. They complain to me. They tell me, you know, is he allowed to always ask me for things and sometimes assume he could take things? Sometimes it's Mamashal Shalemidas.
There's a difference between assuming and asking. Even if you decided to say yes, you have a parameter. You decided to say yes. It's not Tulidus Oven is where I'm saying something which I don't really want to say because you're forcing me to do it. I'm not forcing you.
Oh, this is much worse. We live in a world of peer pressure. Right? You know what's going to happen the next day? You know, this guy, he says no. He was given the opportunity. So listen, could you give me a French fry? Listen, you know what? This is my lunch. I have the prerogative to say no. Right? No. Right? Okay. Right? He walks down. There's like a whole group of bachrim. The next day, you know, he's chaver islay. Right, he tells this one, they're holding signs. K-Y-K-E. Right? Spelled wrong. No, the Y goes here. Every time he walks down the hallway, it's like this. New bugger in yeshiva. No, Bemis, it's no joke. It is funny, but no. What I'm saying, it's no joke. Let's say. No, it could be like Taka toward the end of this month. It might be different. Not the end of Elul's month, you know. But it could be toward the end of the year. You know the massive. You know who. You know this. Fine. Right? But at the beginning of the year, he's scared to death to say no. Right? You're standing there with this Talu Bezovin, right? It's, you know, they're gonna Taluhu. They're gonna hang him up on these signs. So it's a very, very serious thing. Like that. It's a very serious thing. Look, Goldilocks started from somewhere. Right? She went over to all her friends, Robin and Hood and Duff. And went, you know, can I have a little. Go to the bears, leave me alone. All you do is ask for food all day. You know, it's a serious thing. Okay? You have to know with these things, it's complicated. It goes with umdinas. And it goes with whatever. One thing is Gezalnu. It's a serious thing. The Goyin says that when you clap at the end of Ne'ilah, and the last thing we say in Ne'ilah, Peladik HaMaisa, the last thing we say in Ne'ilah, we have so many other issues, right? There's so many issues. The last thing that we say in Ne'ilah is V'lo Nechtol Mi'oshik Yadeinu, and our Rebbe Mishal Adam, please help us from the Gezel that we have in Tachas Yadeinu. Because in the end of the day, you could sit there saying Ne'ilah, but you stole stuff, you didn't get Mechila, you this, that. I'm not talking about like a robber, right? I'm not talking about I'm talking about somebody, Pashit, that, you know, this is the Maisa. I'll tell you one last thing, in the Mishabrua, it's a Peldik in Mishabrua. Mishabrua says that when it comes to Gezel, if you stole last year, you mamash stole, yeah? And
You got mechila. Shabura says you got mechila last year. Zakhnim Shabura, there's still a makim to ask again. There's still a makim, not to ask the person, but to ask Hashem because of the gezel. Shabura says, Mashenkin, if you hurt someone's feelings. It's like the strangest Mishabur. It's Mishabur. It's in the Duffer Zion. You've gotten your gimel. Mishabur just says it, doesn't explain. If I hurt someone's feelings, last year I got Mechila, Hashem was Meichel me, he was Meichel me, new slate. This year, Zakta Mishabur, when you stole last year, Mishabur says there's still a Makim, you don't have to. But there's still a Makim. What's there still a Makim? I'm done already. What do you want from me, right? What in the world is the difference? Bishop, if you tell me everything that's done is done, I hear. If you tell me you can always ask Mechila on everything again, I hear. What in the world is the difference between Gezel and hurting someone's feeling? Mishabura says it and doesn't explain, right? So I once heard from a Pamzachar and Levracha, he said, Pshat. I said, Pshat. He said, you know what the Pshat is? Because when a person hurts somebody else's feelings, so then he knows it's bad, and everyone around him knows it's bad. So you didn't make a Roishim in the world of like, that's geschmack to make people feel bad. Everyone knows that it's a bad thing. He might feel good about himself when he did it, but he knows it's bad. You didn't take down the threshold of the world's yachas and feelings toward making people feel bad and hurting. You realize that's not nice. Gezel doesn't work like that. But regular person gets away with Gezel, right? Gezel, he thinks to himself, I'm a chachim gadol. I'm a chachim gadol. When a person gets away with it, you know, he does something, a little shtick, right? All this. When he says the word shtick by us means he's a chachim gadol. Chachim gadol. So the roishim, the shpa, Rabbam said, Mori de Gevar, the shpa and the roishim that is made when a person gets away with Gezel is he brought down the feelings of what is Gezel. No, Gezel, not Gezel. That's not Gezel. It's a mitzvah to do this, right? He brought it down, Zakhtim Shabura, so therefore it's still there. Still there. What you did is still there. You got away with Gezel. It's still there. He's so careful with this. Klapt al chay gazan. Remember, Yenim's property is Yenim's property. Shabbos, Shabbos. Good. Shabbos. You heard the story before you're done. I want to.